This update brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The longest-serving election worker in Tuscola County, if not the Thumb area, has passed away. Meta W. Jackson, 89, of Caro, passed away Sunday, May 12th. Jackson was an election inspector for Juanita Township for 60 years. She never missed working a single election during that time. The state of Michigan honored years of service as an election worker when she reached the milestone of working elections for 40 years. She went on to bypass that historic marker by serving for 20 more years. She was a member of the VFW Auxiliary and a Farm Bureau member. Jackson dedicated 80 years to participating in 4-H and the Tuscola County Fair. A crash occurring last week in front of Ubley's schools has been deemed as improper passing. On May 10th at 7:10 a.m., the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to a collision involving two vehicles. According to the report, a 62-year-old woman from Ubley stated that she had activated her right turn signal while turning into her driveway when her Buick Lucerne was struck by a 2013 Ford Explorer. Contrarily, the driver of the Explorer, a 34-year-old man from Sandusky, alleged that he believed the Ubley woman was intending to turn left into the school parking lot. Consequently, he attempted to pass her on the right side of the roadway, resulting in the collision. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST after this.
The birds are singing, the grass is greening, and spring is in the air. At Thumb Cellular, we're celebrating by letting you, our valued customer, choose your own deal. From now until the end of June, customers making the switch to Thumb Cellular or upgrading to a new device can choose from one of three ways to save. One, you can double your trade-in credit when you trade in your current phone toward a new one. Two, you can keep your new iPhone safe and enjoy peace of mind with half-off AppleCare Plus. Or three, choose one free accessory, cases, chargers, and more. The choice is yours, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Plus, as an added bonus, add a new line to get a free month of service in addition to any of the three you pick options. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, stop by one of our four conveniently located offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Maximum trading credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to a one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end 6/30/24. Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of
the phone. The solar storm over the weekend caused widespread disruption to GPS and precision farming equipment, affecting farmers across the nation. KFLD highlighted concerns about potential harvest issues, citing GPS and digital failures. Kevin Kennedy, a Nebraska farmer, lamented how all of his tractors came to a standstill due to the solar storm, while Dennis Wolf of South Dakota recounted the frustration of witnessing his equipment malfunction, with the tractor seemingly going in circles and the auto steer failing to function. Michigan Ag Today reported that an Indiana farmer, Ryan Rippey, faced GPS failures while planting soybeans. According to 404 Media, John Deere dealerships warned farmers of compromised systems during the solar storm. These harvest complications could lead to crops being planted unevenly or at incorrect depths. Despite challenges, farmers persevere, adapting to overcome disruptions in the midst of planting season. Donald Trump's defense attorneys have grilled prosecutors' star witness in his hush money trial, portraying former attorney Michael Cohen as a media-obsessed liar who's determined to see the former president behind bars. Cohen on Tuesday endured intense questioning by Trump's legal team after providing pivotal testimony tying the presumptive Republican presidential nominee directly to the hush money scheme at the heart of the case. Cohen will return to the witness stand Thursday for more cross-examination before prosecutors rest their case. Trump denies any wrongdoing in the case, which he has portrayed as an effort to hurt his 2024 presidential campaign. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. The temperature is currently 55 degrees, 51 with the wind chill. Wind speeds are from the northeast at 13 miles per hour, gusting to 16 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 52%.